I was about halfway through my meeting with the executive director of San Luis Obispo Little Theater. And about halfway through, the inevitable question came up. I had to ask it. What can we show and what can't we show? Several weeks earlier, I got a call from our local treasured choreographer, Susie Meller, who's, by the way, putting on Confessions of a Love Junkie at the at Cal Poly this weekend, so check that out. So I got a call from her. I worked with her for several shows as a director and her choreographing, and she said that San Luis Obispo Little Theater was producing a production of The Full Monty, and she thought that I might be they needed a director, and she thought that I would be a good candidate to direct it. And she said, expect a call. I told them, expect a call in a couple days. And a couple days later, the director of Little Theater called me up and asked if I could direct the production of The Full Monty. I said, well, I'm a little busy right now. Actually, I'm a lot busy. So try and find somebody else. If you don't find somebody else, then give me a call back in a week or so. Well, of course, that's an opening for calling back in a week or so. And so I agreed to direct the production. Now, for those that are the uninitiated, which I kind of doubt any of you are here, but what's The Full Monty? Well, The Full Monty originated as a movie, a British movie. I think it was in the early 90s or something that came out. It was a smash hit. And it was generally about six unemployed workers of all shapes, sizes, backgrounds, class levels, that decided that to put on a male strip show in order to make some money because they were desperate. And the word went out that they were going to show The Full Monty. Now, that's a British term. That means that for the male strip show, when you get down to the very last reveal, you reveal everything, The Full Monty. I'll be referring to this area tonight with different terms, but for right now, I'll just call it the family jewels, okay? Now, the movie was adapted for Broadway, and it became a Broadway musical, and was a smash hit. It ran for about a year, and it was set this time in Buffalo, New York. And there was music, a good show. So that's what The Full Monty is showing the essentials. So that leads me up to the meeting with the director at the Little Theater, and that leads me up to the question that came up about halfway through the meeting. What can we show and what can't we show? And I never thought as a director, I mostly am a director for high school age kids, for high school production, so I never really imagined myself in a meeting like this asking the questions I had to ask, especially with someone who was pretty much a complete stranger to me. So, I got right to it. Can we show penis? No, we really can't show penis, she said. But and as a matter of fact, just as a safeguard, we want them to put a little sock on with a draw. They have little socks with drawstrings to put on in case there's an accident, in case something happens. We don't want anyone to see the actual penis. We, you know, so that's why we're going to cover it up with a sock. Okay, so we can no penis. All right. How about testicles? Can we show testicles? Well, that might be okay to show testicles, but if you're not showing the penis, then why show the testicles? I mean, no, so, okay, testicles, okay, so can we show butt? Is butt okay? Yeah, butt's okay. Okay, good. We can show butt. So those were the parameters that I started with. There were other considerations that I needed to think about. First of all, the audience at San Luis Obispo Little Theater is mostly made up of those of a more senior age. And so putting on this production and showing whatever we're going to show, we had to strike a delicate balance between enticing them into the story and not offending them. And this really went through my mind the entire process leading up to the first performance. I just wasn't sure how the audience in San Luis Obispo was going to take this show. And it was actually a rather bold move on the Little Theater's part to even think about producing it. So that was one of the considerations I had. Another consideration that I had was, how did the other productions do it? Well, in the movie, what they did was the very last shot, all the male strippers, they took everything off and then they came down to their G-string. They wore a G-string. Did a whole dance and everything and then came down to the G-string. And then the very last shot you see in the movie is actually a shot from behind. So it's as if you were standing behind them looking out toward the audience they were performing for, and they take off their G-strings, revealing the full Monty to the audience, but not to you, the one watching the movie. All you see is their butts. Well, okay, that would be okay. That would be all right. However, in the theater production, the audience is actually part of the audience that is watching the strip. And so they're not watching from the perspective of behind as if you're watching from a movie. They're watching from the front. So that's not going to work because we can't show penis or testicle, but we can show butt. Now, how they do it in the Broadway production? Okay, in the Broadway production, what they did was they all stripped and stripped down to their G-string, and then they put their hat in front of the member, and it was a policeman's hat because that was the characters they took on. They all wore police costumes. And so they put their hat in front, and then they had the G-string here. And then right at the moment when they release a G-string, leaving the hat right there, and then right when they throw their hats, a bank of lights from behind them shone brightly, theatrical lights flashed into the audience's eyes, blinding them momentarily, and giving enough time for the male strippers to dangle off the stage. Well, that works good for Broadway, which has huge theaters and big productions in it. But the little theater is a small theater. It only seats 90 people, and not only that, there's seating all the way up the side of the stage, and so we would have to have a bank of lights pointing in every direction. And besides that, I mean, there's the fear of flashing bright lights on the audience that might cause some pacemakers to trip off and some heart attacks to happen and things like that, and we couldn't risk a lawsuit. All right, so that's not really going to work either. And I kept on thinking and thinking, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And we went through casting. We assembled, I think, one of the best casts in the county for production here. And led by six men who were brave and courageous men who knew what they were in for. And we started rehearsals, and I still hadn't come up with an idea, and we had started choreography, started vocal rehearsals, and I was still racking my brain. Then finally I came up with the idea, what we're going to do. And I thought it was a brilliant idea. I thought this will be a groundbreaking idea, not only for our production, but everybody else across the country will want to copy it. And my idea was this, that that the male strippers would start their strip, and then they would get down to their G-string, and then we'd have six TV monitors up on stage. And each one of them, right before the reveal, they would get behind that TV monitor, and a video of them on the TV monitor would show up, and then they would synchronize their dancing movements with what was on the TV monitor, and right at the reveal, they'd take out their G-string, but instead of showing the full Monty on the screen, it would just be a screen that said the full Monty, so then you're showing the full Monty. So I explained this to the cast, and I was met with the most dumbfounded looks I've ever seen from a cast. I mean, I knew it was instant editing. That wasn't going to work for them. That's not going to work. So, okay, back to the drawing board. What are we going to do? I thought it was brilliant, but that's not going to work. So we finally get, we're getting down to the nuts and bolts, pardon the pun. And we start. We have to start the choreography for the last number that has the male strip. And Susie's going, "What do you got?" And I said, I don't have anything right now." And you know, well, what did they do in Broadway? Well, Susie, they used backlighting on Broadway, and they right at the moment the reveal, they flash these lights on, blinding people, getting time for the actors to go off. But we just can't do it. She said, "That's a brilliant idea." I said, "No, Susie, we can't do that because we don't, you know, it's just going to be too much heat, too much light, and everything. It's just too dangerous. We can't use the backlighting idea." And Susie said, "Oh, backlighting? I thought you said blacklighting." And I thought, blacklighting. There's an idea. This is how theater works. You think everything's all planned out, but it's not. And I thought, okay, well, I asked the lighting designer, "Can we use black lighting so that maybe we can have the garment fluoresce but not show the family jewels?" I used that already. I got to come up with another one. And the lighting designer said, "No, that's not really going to work because the genitalia will there'll be a little bit of illumination there." So, okay, that's not it. But then I thought black lighting, black glowing. Ah! Then I came up with an idea. And so this is what we did. The male actors all wear their police officer's uniform. I talked to the costume designer. I said, "For their hats, get one of those checkerboard bands that go around the hat." So you see some police men, I think in Chicago, they wear caps that have a checkerboard band, and I think in London it's the same thing. And I said, and I pointed her to the place to order industrial strength glow paint, theatrical glow paint, not just regular kid glow paint. I mean, this stuff glows. And I said, "Paint those bands with that glow paint." So that's what she did. And then at the end of each show, the male strippers come out and they start doing their dance, and they take off their shirts and they take off their pants, and the whole time they're dancing and their hips are gyrating and they've got this down now. Now by this time they are loving doing this dance, and they're just gyrating, and then the shirt comes off and the belt and the tie, and then they get down to their G-string, and like in Broadway they put their hat in front of the goods. And right at the moment of the reveal, everyone's just singing out loud, the cast is singing, and the audience is going crazy at this point. The senior citizens, they're just heating it up. And right at the moment of reveal, they lift up their G-string, and then we turn the lights off, so it's completely dark in the audience. And the crowd just roared, they were going wild, crazy. And then they toss their hats onto the stage, and what the audience sees is those glowing rings fly through the air and land on the stage. And when that happened, something happened in this production that I've never experienced before. It was like the audience was riding a perfect wave. And then all of a sudden, a second, even more perfect wave comes up, and they're just all surfing that perfect wave. So there was that initial roar, and then as soon as they saw those hats and those glowing rings toss onto the stage, they roared even more. I got to tell you something, the senior citizens in this community, they are wild. They just ate it up. We had a standing ovation just about every night. And so that's how we finally solved the problem of how to show the full Monty. So that's my story.